This is the Seabed Daily Text. The Apostle Paul as Gandalf the Great. Acts 13:6-12. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun." Immediately mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Consider this. In my mind's eye, this scene is pure Tolkien. As I read today's text, I couldn't help but be reminded of Gandalf the Great in The Lord of the Rings as he entered into King Theoden's court and confronted Grima Wormtongue. That's my image of the false prophet Bar-Jesus, a.k.a. Elymas. In case you aren't Lord of the Rings literate, you must Google this scene and behold it. Did you hear Paul? Note, Luke was careful to qualify what he said with these words: filled with the Holy Spirit. His words are worth rereading. You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun. False prophets make good strategists. They start with the leadership. Influence leaders. Compromised leaders cripple communities. Have you confronted any false prophets lately? The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. The question. What do you make of this kind of spiritual warfare? Can you imagine witnessing this kind of confrontation in this day and time? How about if you were the one filled with the Holy Spirit and doing the confronting? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.